This podcast contains content that may be disturbing to some listeners. Check the episode description for more details and resources. And please take care of yourself.
So much of what happened in the psych hospital is blurry. Like I'm looking at it through glasses with a prescription that isn't my own. The moments that stand out the sharpest are with my wife Zora, who came at least once a week every week for 8 months. A few times she brought our daughter Marina, but it was hard to get our daughter to come inside, and more than once she brought Marina only to leave when she wouldn't come in. I can't blame her. If it were up to me, I wouldn't have been there either. I do remember getting out. Zora came and hugged me like she would never see me again. She pulled away and put her hands on my face.
We're going home.
After 8 months, I finally checked my texts and emails and messages. Several people had heard I'd gone off the deep end, apparently, and wanted to wish me well. My brother had sent me stupid GIFs and funny dog videos with texts always along the lines of,
"Hey sis, you're locked up, but this made me think of you."
Or,
"Something to make you smile when you get out of the nut house."
Most of them did. One of my closest friends from high school had messaged me long paragraphs about how much I meant to her and how she hoped I was all right. I hadn't seen her since my son died. My daughter Marina is the clearest memory I have from the days immediately after the hospital. She had just turned 6 a month before, in March, and as soon as Zora and I got home, she ran to me with the widest smile, her arms outstretched.
"Mommy!"
"Hi, bunny!" Zora smiled behind her, almost identical in their joy, even though Marina was adopted. People frequently think Marina is her biological child when they're out alone. People thought the same thing of me and my mom when I was growing up, Kate being a tan white person and me being a light-skinned Latina, but no one knowing it unless they truly knew us. My brother, being Korean, actually simplified the issue. People just assumed we were a package deal.
"I'm so happy you're home."
"I'm so happy to be here." I looked up at Zora. She smiled at me again, but smaller, sadder. She knew I only half meant it. We were sitting on the couch in oversized sweatpants and t-shirts under a quilt Zora's mother had made for our wedding, before we might have gotten wine. The doctors had said it was best if I didn't drink for a while, though, alcohol being a depressant and all that, plus the Prozac. "All right, give me the gossip. What's been going on for the last 8 months?"
"Well, your mother called. She wants to see Marina."
"Oh. What did you tell her?"
"I said that would be your decision."
"Thanks."
"She won't hurt her, Sadie. I'm okay with whatever you want to do."
She squeezed my hand and I nodded. Zora's parents had abandoned Chicago for New York after I'd been admitted, so it's not like our daughter was growing up without grandparents. I just didn't know if Kate was the kind of grandparent I wanted for her. "Anything else?" Zora picked at the skin around her nails, a bad habit she did when she was nervous or just lost in thought. I couldn't tell exactly which it was. Finally,
"Kim's cancer is back."
"Is she okay?" Kim Zalazar and her husband Terry Hamilton were two of our closest friends, and two of the only people who visited the psych hospital in the months I was there. Terry had been a researcher at the hospital where Zora worked as a doctor, until he got a job offer in a hospital in New Jersey. Still, they'd driven out to Brooklyn at least once a month while I was in treatment.
"She started chemo last month. I'm sure she'd love to see you."
"Yeah. Of course. Whew. Anything less shitty?"
"Well, Marina loves school. Leslie Roger and Katrina Jackson are both in her class."
Why do all her friends seem to have first names for last names?
Only you would notice that.
Mama?
We turned. Marina stood in the doorway.
You okay, Bunny?
I'm not sleepy.
Zora went to get up, and I put a hand on her knee. I got her. Did you try counting sheep?
Counting sheep?
Yeah. You picture them going over a fence and count. She peered around me.
Mama, do you count sheep?
Sometimes.
Can you come help me do it?
Zora looked over at me. I looked away.
Yeah, sure.
I kept my head turned as she led Marina down the hall back to bed. When I heard the door close, I folded up the quilt and went into my and Zora's room. I didn't know what to expect from Rosa. I've seen at least a dozen therapists total since the age of 9, including the one in the psych hospital, and I wasn't keen to repeat any of those experiences. Zora got a name from Terry, though, whose brother's friend had seen Rosa and gave Terry rave reviews, so I figured I'd give it a shot. She looked accessible, at the very least. Her glasses were round and black, Harry Potter style. She wore a bubblegum pink sweater and jeans, and as far as I could tell, no or minimal makeup. This made me feel better, since I barely had time to brush my hair before heading over to the appointment. First sessions are a bit like first dates, in a way. You're both sizing each other up, figuring out if this is a relationship you'd like to continue.
It's good to meet you, Sadie.
It's good to meet you, too.
So, I read a little bit of your file from your doctors at Cedar Hill, but could you tell me in your own words about your experiences?
I tried to kill myself about 2 months after my son was born and, you know, died. It was an in vitro pregnancy. The doctors said I had postpartum.
That's the pragmatic retelling. What do you remember feeling?
I don't really know. It's all kind of blurry when I think about it. I know I went to the beach and, you know, wanted to die, but I can't remember how it felt.
That's okay. I understand you're a writer.
Yes. I mean, I don't make enough money to live off of it or anything. I taught creative writing at Cedar High before the hospital.
That's fine. I just meant that maybe it would help to try and write these things down. Turn them into something more accessible to you.
That... I could try that. Kim being Kim, when I asked to come see her, invited me to chemo.
It'll be fun. We can talk about you being a nutcase and you can watch me vomit into a bucket.
She was already hooked up to the drugs when I came in, but she reached for me anyway.
There's our favorite psycho.
Kim, please. How are you, Sadie?
I'm okay. I saw Rosa this week.
Do you like her?
I sat on Kim's other side. Kim was taller than me and had significantly more muscle than I did. Perks of teaching karate, I guess, but she seemed so small in the chair. Like it was going to swallow her whole. She reached over and squeezed my hand. The place on the arm where the IV snaked into a vein was decorated with a large blue and purple bruise. A symptom of the cancer. I like her a lot. She's having me write down some of what happened, I guess to make it more real to me.
Sounds like she's giving you homework.
We talked about writing letters, like, not letters to send, but, like, letters to different people in my life.
Homework.
I mean, I always liked being a student.
I'm surrounded by nerds.
You love us, though.
I suppose.
Excuse me, so we've already talked about me being a nutcase. When do you start peeking into a bucket?
Ah, you missed that fun. Don't worry. Odds are I'll get sick plenty more times before this whole recurring nightmare ends.
Delightful. How are you doing, Terry?
He's got some big medical conference in a few weeks. Tell her about that.
I'm presenting my research. It's really not that big of a deal.
Congratulations. Where's the conference?
It's in Tokyo.
He's worried if he leaves, I'll die.
That's not what I meant.
It is.
Babe.
Sadie will take care of me, right, Sadie?
Duh.
Well, see, there you go. All set.